Carrie, thank you so much for joining us today on Galesburg Live.
Hi, Chris. Thank you so much for having me here.
So let's talk about Discover Wellness Summit. Just how did this come about?
Yes. So this event that's coming up is actually, it's going to be our second annual one.
Okay.
Our first one was actually back in 2019. That was our first one we've ever hosted for the community. Now, of course, because of COVID, we haven't been able to have this event in over 2 years. So we're super excited to be bringing back the second annual Discover Wellness Summit in September.
So tell me, what is this about? It's a community-focused summit celebrating wellness.
Yes. So I guess the breakdown of it is it's really just focusing on how we can, better and celebrate our wellness.
Mm-hmm.
So we're focusing on our two keynote speakers. We have over 30 breakout speakers.
Wow.
And a wellness fair. So our two keynote speakers are Kate Fagan and Ben Nemton. So Kate is a number one New York Times bestselling author. She wrote the book, What Made Maddie Run. She's also a writer / journalist for Sports Illustrated. And she was a regular panelist on ESPN's Around the Horn and Outside the Lines. She was a host of that. So she's really focused on like the athlete, sports end of that.
Okay.
And then Ben Nemton is also a number one New York Times bestselling author. And he wrote, What Do You Want to Do Before You Die? So this goes hand in hand with him being the executive producer and star of MTV's The Buried Life.
Okay.
So that show really focuses on like bucket lists. So like doing, your biggest goals and getting that accomplished before you die. So I actually just found out recently, too, that he's been ranked as the third best motivational speaker in the world, according to Global Gurus.
Mm.
So we have two really high profile, renowned keynote speakers that will be here at Carl Sandburg College. And then our breakout speakers, they are, wellness takes many forms,
mm-hmm.
right? So
mm-hmm.
There's so many different aspects that you can put under wellness. And so that's what we're trying to encompass with these breakout speakers.
Okay.
So we have such a wide range. So, one of the really unique ones is mental health and board games. So talking about like how board games stimulate different areas of your brain. We have, of course, fitness and self-care, speakers talking about forgiveness and their journeys with recovery. So we really have such a wide range of these breakout sessions
mm-hmm.
that, anyone that wants to attend this event is going to find something that speaks to them.
Yeah, and so, these breakout sessions are all local folks, right?
For the most part, yeah. I mean,
okay.
they're either from this area. We have some people coming from Quincy. We try to find professionals that represent the topic that they're talking about.
Sure.
So it is a lot of, we do have a lot of organizations that are local that will be represented.
Yeah. So it starts at 7:30 in the morning, and then obviously you've got these breakout sessions will be going. So you can pick, four or five or six to attend? Is that throughout the day?
So actually it would be about four.
Okay.
So yes, it does go throughout the day. And with our scheduling, there's about four sessions that participants will be able to choose from. They're all about 30 minutes. There's a couple that are an hour long, just based on their material. But it is an all day event. There's such a wide range that people can choose from,
and
which is awesome.
And it's absolutely free.
Yes, that's what I think is the best part of all of it,
yeah,
is that we're offering such an amazing event free to community members.
Right.
So, you know, like I said, anyone can come, anyone can sign up. You know, you get a free t-shirt, a free, we provide free lunch, free welcome bags, and really a free opportunity to just celebrate wellness as a community.
So how do you register?
I'm really excited.
Oh yeah, absolutely. How does one register for this, Carrie?
Yes. Yes. So, registration, you can either go to Eventbrite and you would search, Discover Wellness Summit 2022. Or you can go to Bridgeway's Facebook page, and it's our pinned post at the top. There's a link that you can click on to register. So when you register, you just put in your contact information, and you need to select a shirt size. But yeah, it's a super simple process, and we do have limited spots though. So you know, as people are registering here, we can only allow a certain amount. So make sure you sign up sooner rather than later, I would say.
Are you from this area, Carrie?
I actually am from like the Rockford area.
Oh.
But I came down here for my undergrad at Monmouth College, and then I got my master's at Western and kind of just stuck around. So.
Okay. How long have you been with Bridgeway?
So I just started as our community engagement director this past November. So it's been about 6 months now. And I am just learning so much about this community and all of the, you know, the nonprofits and things like that.
Yeah. What did you go to school for?
I got my my undergraduate degree in communications and public relations.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got my master's in sport management.
Okay.
So before coming here, my background was pretty strong in sports marketing.
Mm.
And one of the funny things that our CEO, Bill, and I joke about is that, you know, now instead of marketing to, you know, sports fans, we're marketing to, you know, fans of Bridgeway or fans of, you know, serving our community.
That's
right?
Wonderful.
So,
yeah.
It's just a different change.
And then, of course, this wellness summit, Discover Wellness, you know, with the keynote speakers, especially the Kate Fagan for the writer for Sports Illustrated. That's right up your alley then, huh?
Yes, yes. And of course, since I'm so new, I obviously wasn't the one to schedule
no,
her.
No, sure.
But,
that's wonderful.
She is definitely somebody that's been a role model for me in my life. So I'm really excited to kind of hear about that wellness and sports aspect as well.
Well, so I'd like to take a moment to talk about Bridgeway. It means different things to a lot of different people, and it's hard to just pinpoint down just what Bridgeway is. For me, I seem to think about Bridgeway when I think of mental health services. But for somebody else, it may not mean that. It may mean more substance abuse treatment. Maybe to somebody else, it's more helping individuals with disabilities, things like that. So maybe you could help us. Tell us just what Bridgeway is.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're right. At Bridgeway, our services mean different things to different individuals.
Yeah.
And that's one of the beauties about Bridgeway is that we offer so many different services to so many different people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our mission statement is creating solutions for everyone. So, I would say that when you think about Bridgeway, think about us as like our three main areas. So we have our behavioral health services. So that includes like the mental health, substance use disorder, psychiatry, nursing, our crisis response. And then another facet of that is our developmental and intellectual disability services. So we provide community housing, day services. We work on employment opportunities and like vocational training. And then we have our center-based employment opportunities. And that's for people with disabilities, veterans, and, you know, along those lines. So that includes like vocational training to help those with disabilities find a job in the community.
I see.
So our three areas really do cover a lot. That last area, we also, that's our manufacturing aspect. So we employ people with disabilities and those without to, you know, work with these outside manufacturing companies to produce products. And, we do a lot of things in-house or we ship, there's a lot of areas that entails. Mm-hmm. But I just went on about a lot of stuff.
That's okay.
It really is hard to encompass how much we really do for our community.
Where is Bridgeway located?
Our corporate office is Galesburg, but we also have locations in Macomb, Pekin, Kewaunee, Monmouth, Normal, like the Bloomington Normal area, and the Rockford Loves Park area.
So,
and those different locations, they don't all offer the same thing. So if you were somebody that was looking for a certain service, your best option would be looking at our website at www.bway.org to kind of find what location and what service would work best
for you. Bridgeway is such an important part of this community. How many people do you employ? Do you have an idea of how many people here in, here in Galesburg?
Employees, you said?
Yeah.
So the last time that I knew, it was around like throughout all seven of our locations. Oh. I think we employ about 500 employees.
Oh. Wow.
And I think in Galesburg specifically, it's about maybe 150.
That's incredible.
It's a lot bigger than you think,
too,
when it's all kind of dispersed like that. But,
And you're always looking for good people.
Yes. We are certainly always looking for good people. So we're hiring right now. We have a lot of different positions open. So, coming back to this, as we venture out of the pandemic, a lot of our services are able to be expanded. And so really we're looking to kind of strengthen those services and keep moving them forward. So we're looking for, community living coaches, residential areas. We're looking for, community residential staff, support specialists. One of our other areas is that we're always looking for are data entry operators.
Okay.
And, janitorial, maintenance, and therapists.
Sure.
We're always looking for that wide range, but we certainly have plenty of different positions open.
Now, those residential positions that you're looking for, those are for the group homes?
Yes.
Okay.
Those are for helping with like disability services.
Sure.
And a lot of times too, our mental health side of that. So we have mental health housing as well as disability housing.
Okay, gotcha. And if people would like to see some of the employment opportunities, they can just go to your website?
Yes, it'll be on our website. That's www.bway.org. And they would just need to go to the Join Our Team tab, and it'll take them to the open positions there.
All right. We're talking with Carrie Dotson. She's the Community Engagement Director for Bridgeway here in Galesburg. And we talked to Carrie about the three different areas that Bridgeway provides services for our community. I wanted to touch a little bit more on some of the specifics of those areas. If we could turn to behavioral health once more, and maybe you could talk to us just what does that mean and what are some of the services that you offer there?
Under our mental health or behavioral health services, we offer outpatient mental health. So that would be, either meeting with a therapist, going to group sessions, things along those lines. So we just offer outpatient here at Bridgeway. So, and then we have like our
Carrie, real quick, with those yeah. those mental health services, is that like, you know, if say for example, if I'm suffering from anxiety, maybe I'm irrational fears. I mean, anything like that. Is that what we're talking about here?
Okay. It's anything that I mean, there's the frequent mental health issues that we all know are familiar with, like depression, anxiety, grief. But we also, handle any kind of mental health issues.
Right,
so bipolar disorder, schizophrenia, any kind of adjustment disorder. It can even fall into just stress and trauma-related issues as well.
Bridgeway also offers substance abuse treatment.
Yes, okay. We sure do. So we have, our program here deals with adolescents and adults. So it can be any kind of drug. It could mm-hmm. be alcohol. It could be, any of the, opioids, anything like that. We offer group therapy, outpatient treatment, DUI evaluation,
gotcha.
And educational services.
Yeah.
And one of our biggest programs that is getting out into the community right now is our ROSC program. Mm. So we offer, it's the recovery-oriented system of care. In Galesburg here, our West Central Illinois ROSC just held a very successful anti-stigma campaign, which featured, recovery speakers, community resource tables, and it was a family-friendly event too. So, of course, we know that substance use disorder doesn't just affect an individual. So it affects their families, it affects their loved ones, friends, all of that. So one thing that's really great about our ROSC is that it's made up of individuals who have lived experience, and they're able to connect and help those struggling with substance use really find the resources and help that they need. And of course, that's different for everyone. So they really help them take, if they need to take them to a treatment center, if they need to help them join an exercise class, that's really one of our programs that has been really helping and getting out into the community too, instead of, having to come to Bridgeway. The ROSC program meets them where they're at,
gotcha.
Which is amazing.
Gotcha. Carrie Dodson is the Community Engagement Director for Bridgeway here in Galesburg. Could you talk to us about the Youth Empowerment Services?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the Youth Empowerment Services program is one of our programs that directly works with children in building a system of care around those children, this can be age 0 to 21.
Hmm.
So regardless of their need or their diagnosis, the YES program, and again, that's Youth Empowerment Services, is there to develop collaboration for focusing on the well-being of children and youth.
Yeah.
Our system of care coordinator, Jesse Buck, she does a really good job of getting into the schools, reaching out to the local, like YMCA programs, things like that, to kind of bridge that gap on where the youth really need, either intervention or different services.
And these are kids with they're with or at risk of serious emotional disorders, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yes. So, and they could be at any, it could be any need or diagnosis that these children have.
So I'd like to maybe talk a little more specifically about some of the breakout sessions for the Discover mm-hmm. Wellness Summit. You've got over 30 local and regional people that are going to be hosting several different breakout sessions that people can choose to go, and they can choose what? You said four different breakout sessions to go to. So could you talk about some of the highlights that are going to be featured that day?
Absolutely. So as I was talking about earlier, you know, wellness has so many different areas that fall under it. So really the goal in these breakouts workshops is to kind of encompass that as well. So anything from, you know, we've got acupuncture, suicide prevention, compassion fatigue, healthy relationships, fitness, LGBT within mental health. So there really is such a wide range that we have. So one that I'm really excited about too is Abby Lynn. She is a local high school senior currently, and she just wrote a book called The Embers of Anxiety, and she is now a published author as a senior in high school, which I think is amazing. She's going to be talking about her own personal struggles with mental health and just kind of, you know, talking about her process of writing a book and things along that line. So I think that's amazing.
Yeah. What a, that's really wonderful. Another, my gosh.
Yeah. Another, I'm trying to think too. There's so many good ones that I'm really excited about.
You had mentioned compassion fatigue. That's intriguing. Yeah. What is that?
It talks about like the lessening of compassion over time. So, you know, those that are, it typically affects those that work in the nonprofit sector and, and a lot in these human services, but you're constantly giving out your compassion. And then it's almost like that hardening of your compassion over time.
It's like burnout. It's like you get burned out, right?
Exactly. Yeah. You're so burnt out from trying to feel compassionate towards others, you know, that you just kind of lessen it over time. So,
Or you just, you lose that, compassion for people and it's hard to get it back, isn't it?
Yes. Well, and the nice thing about this workshop too, is that, Dr. Serrano talks about the warning signs and like how you can actually address them. So that's going to be a really helpful and beneficial, especially over, you know, these past couple of years, it seems like this would be a really helpful workshop.
Absolutely. Carrie Dodson is the Community Engagement Director for Bridgeway. Their Discover Wellness Summit is going on in September and at Carl Sandburg College. It's absolutely free, and you need to register for this. Go to their Facebook page, and there's a link to take you to Eventbrite to register. There is limited space available. You get a free T-shirt, and certainly reserve your place for this important series of workshops that not only features 30 breakout sessions that you can sign up for, a few of them to go through the day, but a couple very big keynote speakers. Can we talk about them once again, Carrie?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for, you know, talking about this with me as well. So these keynote speakers are super renowned speakers. So the first one that we'll be presenting in the morning is Kate Sagan. She's a number one New York Times bestselling author. And she actually just released her third book, I believe it was last May. So she's a very well-renowned author. She is also a journalist slash writer for Sports Illustrated magazine. And she was a former panelist for ESPN's Around the Horn and a host of ESPN's Outside the Lines. So she's you know, her background is very strong in sports, and I think her direction is really talking about that transition for youth athletes and, you know, kind of that pressure that a lot of athletes feel. And I'm sure that, you know, any athlete out there right now from high school on, you know, that, there's certainly the pressure to, you know, be the best you can be, and where are you going to go to college and play, or, how are you going to help your team the best? I mean, there's a lot of pressure on the youth, specifically those that are athletes.
Yeah, exactly. And almost I think that I've seen the pressure of, it's almost like this is the biggest thing that you're ever going to do in your life. And yes. You've got to, you know, you can't possibly do any better than what you're doing right now. But what they don't realize is that there's a whole life waiting for you after high school and
there's,
college,
yeah,
right?
There's so much more to it. And so I played basketball at Monmouth College.
Yeah.
And so I definitely know the pressure, you know, not just by your, you know, your parents, your family, but those around you.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a lot of pressure put on athletes.
Yeah.
So it is really important to talk about the mental health and wellness of athletes as well.
And
so something I certainly will be able to relate to, and I'm really excited to have Kate Fagan there.
Great.
But yeah, our other keynote speaker is Ben Nempton, who is the executive producer and star of MTV's The Buried Life. So that really focuses that show and his will to the world is really focusing on, you know, what do you want to accomplish before you die? What are some things that, you know, if you don't put effort into, what would you get done if you don't try?
Yeah.
You know, so it's really focusing on how can we get out there and go do the things that we want to do.
Yeah.
He's also a number one New York Times bestselling author, and he was just ranked the third best motivational speaker in the world for this year by Globo Gurus. So I am
wow.
really looking forward to that one as well. I think that will, you know, I think he's going to do a really good job of engaging our audience.
Yeah.
And I couldn't ask for better keynote speakers to talk at our wellness.
Well, certainly. What a great way to wrap that up. It's talking about goal setting. What do you want to do with your life? You know,
sure.
Is what you're doing right now what you want to be doing? What do you want to accomplish before, you know, before you can't do it anymore?
Right.
You know, yeah, that's so maybe it's the maybe it's the kick in the pants that some of us need to get off the couch
exactly.
and away from that screen and get, you know, get motivated to do those
right.
things that we've dreamed of. Yeah.
If not now, when?
If not now,
that's,
when? Very good.
You know, that's what I like to say.
Well,
so.
Great. Well, again, Kerry Dodson is the Community Engagement Director, there we go, for Bridgeway. And we're talking about the Discover Wellness Summit, September 23rd, Carl Sandburg College, starts at 7:30 in the morning, goes until, what, about 4? But you do need to register, right?
Yes, you do need to register. There is limited space for those that want to attend, so... And also you get a free T-shirt. So we want to make sure that we get you the right size.
Mm-hmm. And, free lunch,
you know,
that day.
Free lunch.
Yep.
Free lunch. And as I like to say, a free opportunity to, you know, celebrate wellness with your community.
Wonderful. So. Again, go to their Facebook page for more information. Kerry, thank you so much for joining us today on Galesburg Live. I appreciate you sharing with us the different services that you offer, and I hope to get a chance to talk to you again real soon.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for interviewing me and letting me come on here to talk about, you know, the great event that we'll be having and the great things that Bridgeway does for our communities.